Part 2. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
I'm the son of raging love, the Jesus of suburbia, the Bible of none of the above, on a steady diet of soda pop and Ritalin. No one ever died from my sins in hell, as far as I can tell. These the ones I've gotten away with, and there's nothing wrong with me.
Shit, I fucked up. Do we leave it live and keep going?
Yeah, man.
All right, ready? Start us over.
I'm the son of raging love, Jesus of suburbia, the Bible of none of the above, on a steady diet of soda pop and Ritalin. No one ever died for my sins in hell, as far as I can tell. At least the ones I've gotten away with, and there's nothing wrong with me. This is how fixed, but sitting on a crucifix, a living room in my private womb, while the moms and breads are away. To fall in love and fall in debt, to alcohol and cigarettes and Mary Jane, to keep me insane, doing Tony Hearn's Rogaine. And there's nothing wrong with me, this is how I'm supposed to be.
Hot, man.
I suck, man.
All right.
Dude, watch out.
Dude, man.
Watch out with my shit, you know?
I'm all tangled.
Look out. What?
What'd you do?
Did we cross streams?
We're crossing our streams, man. All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And Scott left his notes here. Cheater.
I got some hot-ass ears, man.
You do, man.
Damn.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, do you want your beer? Is this for me?
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
Why don't you go get yourself one?
All right. Well, then I don't see any
Since
more
you
lights
got me one.
With a bottle opener.
Oh, you need
Is
a bottle?
Is there a bottle opener down here?
Yeah, there's somewhere. I'll open it for you.
All right, man.
Huh?
I'll go get one.
Did you drink out of this already?
Yeah, I did, I think. You want me to just go get you one and then come in and get that one?
Yeah, maybe you should do that.
All right.
If you sucked. Oh,
well,
yeah.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready.
It's like a nasty.
I'm ready to start walking, John.
All right, go for it.
Ready to go.
Yeah, do it. Do it, brother.
Okay. Here
All right,
I go.
We're good. I'll just play some music in the background while you're walking. All right, this song's called Walking the Dog. And Scott's walking. Well, that was Jesus of Suburbia. Probably get sued by Green Day because we butchered it. But other than that, one of my favorite bands of all time, a great concert they... Thanks, Scott.
Hey, man.
Great concert that they had in London, England. And there's a great... I think it was... I don't know where the hell they played, but it was somewhere in England. They have a DVD out. It's not... too old, called the Bullet in the Bible, and it's a DVD and a live CD of all the tunes that they played, and I just love that tune. I think Scott does too.
Yeah, maybe one day we'll do the 9-minute version, yeah. John. That'll be something else. Okay, wait, start over?
Down, 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 boom. Go ba, ba, boo, 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 ba. It's too hard to play those drums, man. The heads are so small. They're not very forgiving.
But it's like in tennis. They got the big racket, but they hit the ball in the one, you know, the meaty right. part of it.
Right.
That's what you should be like as a drummer.
Well, I gotta work on my accuracy, so to speak.
Right. Oh, so one other thing. We were supposed to have a special guest tonight.
Yeah.
One Marty from the former band Catheter was supposed to be here.
Yeah, you could see him on Google Video, right?
Yeah.
Or is it on GooTube now?
I'm not sure about GooTube, but if you go to Google Video and you type in Catheter with a K, you'll see the Catheter rockumentary with John. And I'm there, but you don't see me.
Right.
And you don't even hear me. And Marty and Zach and Brian and Phil and
Kevin. And me.
And it's about Catheter and their CD release. And then John quit the band.
I quit because Marty joined the Air Force. Just so he could say he was a veteran.
Yeah.
He loves saying that. Oh, yeah, I'm a veteran now, man.
I was looking forward to having
him. I'm going to re-up.
I was looking forward to having Marty in because he's a Bush apologist.
Yeah.
He is a veteran.
He loves Bill O'Reilly.
And so
loves
yesterday,
Coulter.
He showed up at the gig. He had a couple of drinks. And I told him that, hey, we jam now in part two. You got to come for a jam. We'll do like Too Drunk to Fuck or something. Oh, I'm there, dude.
Dude, man.
Dude, I'm there.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm there.
But it was, you know, he's all hammered.
Like
and,
a chick, right? Yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah, he's like a chick.
That gets all drunk. Hey, man, yeah, I'll be there, dude. Totally.
Oh, that reminds me, John. We got a big contest in the works. Big, huge contest.
Big, yeah.
Huge contest. And just like, let's hypothetically talk about the big contest
okay.
we have. So hypothetically, we do this jam, right, at the beginning of part two. Now, let's say...
And we're going to fly the winner to Finland, right?
We are?
Oh. You said
no.
Hypothetically.
Oh,
yeah,
hypothetically,
just, you know,
yeah.
Coming up with prizes.
Hypothetically. So anyway, here's what we either do, we record the bass and the drums, and then we have a guitar and vocal contest, right?
Yeah.
So what you'd do is you'd come to our site, you'd download the MP3 of the live jam from part two, you'd put your own guitar, vocals, keyboards, whatever the hell you wanted to put on this thing, and you submit it back to us, and then we pick the best three,
yeah.
Put it on the forum, let the fans decide who the winner is, right?
Yeah.
Now, but get this, John. Here's the cool part. Oh, so anyway, we either do bass and drums and have people put guitar and vocals on, or we do bass, drums, and vocals and have people put guitar on, or we do bass, drums, and guitar and have people put vocals on. I don't know which way to go yet. There's a lot of options, but hypothetically speaking, talking out loud here, John. Just talking out loud. Which really doesn't make sense and is kind of redundant. is it thinking out loud? Is that the phrase? That could be another stupid moment. But here's where the genius part comes in, John. The genius. So not only would you win fabulous TTN prizes, which we don't know what those are yet, but if we can get Pauly B and Tony Hearn's cooperation, get this, John. The winner of this contest, and we'd make it a punk song, the winner of the contest would get played on Punky.
Wow.
And what better prize is there than that?
And flown to Japan to be a guest dancer on the new K-Fed tour.
Right.
Hypothetically.
You
know, we got to work out the details.
But just in our own audience, we got Daisy, her fiancé. Are they fiancé, boyfriend? Are they married yet? He plays guitar.
Yeah. Chris, I think his name is.
We could even accept celebrity submittals. Of course, we couldn't award prizes, but Tony Hearn and Pauly B could put something together.
This is the worst goddamn beer.
You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck did you pick out for me,
Who else do we
it's
know?
It's like
that,
licorice.
Oh, I was talking to Phil the other day, and Phil said that he would love to lay down a guitar track.
Yeah, Philionaire.
But he said he couldn't sing. But here's the cool thing.
His brother is a huge fan of ours, Tony. Shout out to Tony.
No, I'm not talking about Phil. I'm talking about Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Oh.
Wanted to lay some guitar down. But even Phil could lay some stuff down and submit it.
The only thing that Phil McCracken could lay down is some tube steak.
Well, the thing that he was concerned about is he can play guitar, you know, marginally. But he can't sing at all. He can't sing a lick. He can give it a try, but... I said, well, Phil, then you find somebody who can sing and you submit it as, and this somebody may be like in Sweden or something, or they may be in Japan, and you collaborate online. You see how that works? And it's all digital. It's all digital. It's all online.
It's all online.
And it could be potentially worldwide.
Right.
Now, if we could just talk Pauly B and Tony Hearn into awarding the grand prize as the a play on Punky.
It's the grand poobahs, the ambassadors of the games.
Right. Then, get this, John. I was even thinking about this. Okay, so then we pick a winner. It gets played on Punky. Now we let all the people that are into video, like your Spike and Rachel's,
yeah,
we let them make a video of the song and submit it to one of our Pod Riot brethren, John, our colleagues, what's another word for colleague? Our peers.
Colleges.
The cult of UHF. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
So we're getting everybody, like, and then maybe we get Kinky Sex involved by, if you win the prize for the video, you get cock and ball torture or something, CBT, something like that.
In Finland.
And we get everybody involved. And, air out my shorts, we can get them involved somehow.
You ever drink a beer and it just gives you the willies?
No.
Oh, this is horrible. This Goose Island Honkers Ale Christmas special.
Honkers.
Oh.
So what do you think about that idea, John?
That's great.
All right.
Fabulous.
So here's what I'm thinking. That we have a lot of musicians that listen. And Punky definitely has a lot of musicians that listen. But then there's also probably those marginal musicians, the people that just practice in their living rooms, basements, wherever, that aren't in a band. Or if they do get in a band, they never play out. But they can play, and they can sing. And this is a contest. I'm like the W. This is a contest where you will get your, at least 15 seconds of fame.
Yeah,
at least 15. And I'm excited about it, John.
Actually, Poet does some stuff. He sent me some I think I told you that before, some break beats.
And so does Errolwolf. Errolwolf puts stuff together.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, and, you know, there's I don't want to give away how to win the contest, but there's all sorts of creative things you can do with these MP3s.
Right.
So that's an idea that we have. If we do it, we'll put a contest page together on our website, and we will make the MP3s available there, and we'll give you all the rules and the regulations and the crap like that. And hopefully we can get Pauly B on board and Tony Hearn, and we'll take it from there.
That sounds good.
It is out of sight, John.
It's out of sight.
All right, so... carrying on.
Carry on my wayward son.
Now, I mentioned this in part one. I have some science news. I don't have any text at all for science news. I have an audio clip.
Now, you do.
Before we play the audio clip, John.
Yeah.
Let me just talk a little bit about Richard Dawkins.
Richard
Dawkins
is. He's got a new book out. I can't wait to get it.
Do you know the title of that book, John?
The God Delusion.
Right. The God Delusion. Now, I think back in 1974, he wrote The Selfish Gene.
Yeah.
And that talks about, what does that talk about, John? Pretty much evolution.
Yeah.
He's a big natural selection kind of guy.
Selfish Gene, he wrote, I think the blind watchmaker is retarded or something.
Right. That is an attack on the intelligent design whack jobs. Was he also the guy who wrote the about the memes, or was that somebody else?
I don't know what the hell a meme is.
A meme is, it's similar to natural selection and evolution from a biological perspective, but a meme is regarding thought and ideas. So if the idea is good enough, it evolves and it becomes part of the culture.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, where's the beef? Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
That was a very powerful meme.
Yeah.
Smacktard, powerful meme.
Fuck me!
Stick your cock up. So this is almost this is a great segue of science and celebrity news into celebrity news,
right?
Because it deals with science and it deals with celebrity.
Oh yeah, okay.
And you.
Me.
It was so hard for me not to say anything because I was so excited about this. I waited until part two to play this, and you are going to be completely blown away.
From Science News?
From Science News audio clip, whenever you're ready. Go ahead.
I'm ready.
I want to take a few more calls because there's such great ones coming in. We're just filling up all the lines. Let's talk to Scott. This is Scott. You're talking to Richard Dawkins, sir.
Hey, thanks, Penn. I really like podcast. My favorite is Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott, and I like Punky. I like Punky with Pauly B and Tony Hearn.
I think, Scott, you've already said a couple things that certainly I disagree with, and I'm willing to bet Richard does. Do you have a question you want to bring it around to, or do you want to just jump in now?
Richard, how do you convey a logical argument to illogical smackdarts?
Okay, that's a point of view that I'm meeting increasingly in letters that I'm getting on this tour. Many, many people are saying, yes, yes, of course, you've got logic on your side, but what's the use of logic when you're dealing with illogical people? You have to appeal to their emotions. You have to say what will comfort them. Well, I can sort of see what lies behind that. It's not my way, however. Maybe there are other people who can approach the problem in that way. But logic and reason and science are the only ways I know. That's what I do best, so I'm going to carry on doing that. Maybe other people can pursue the emotional tack.
I have one more question about your book, The Selfish Gene. How did you go from a science text with atheism as a subtext to your new book, which is almost an atheist manifesto?
I think when I wrote The Selfish Gene 30 years ago, it wasn't really necessary because at that time it looked as though religion was just dying. And so I wrote a book about science, and science is my main love. And to me, it was sufficient in those days to explain about science, especially about evolutionary science, and
evolution.
The withering away of religion would just kind of follow on. That hasn't happened, especially in America. Religion has gone on to wither away in Europe and in Britain, but very much not so in America. So about 6 years ago, I proposed to my New York
creator
that I should write The God Delusion.
Hey, I'm sorry. I have one more question.
It's funny how your phone
Tony changes closeted homosexuality. What really pisses you off?
The thing that really pisses me off is that I'm quite happy to respect anybody enough to argue with them. That's what respect means. You argue with them and you take seriously what they say and you tell them why you think it's wrong. What pisses me off is the attitude that religion has to have a kind of special wall of respect around it. You're not allowed to criticize it. They retreat behind a wall of faith and say, oh, you can't penetrate that wall. That's faith. You can criticize my politics. You can criticize my opinion of art or football or anything you like, but you're not allowed to criticize my religion. That's protected holy ground. That's what really pisses me off.
Now, do you think I had to hang up because he had this, what I find, a very smarmy and inexcusable attitude.
Oh, Scott, Penn doesn't like you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Penn not happy with me there. But I think I asked some intelligent questions there. And the thing about the phone is I had to keep switching it because I was on a cordless, and then
and
I
the
went
battery.
To my landline,
yeah,
because the battery was going out. So
yeah.
But it's just outstanding. I got, I don't know if you were cackling over it, but I got Total Talk Nonsense, a national radio station.
That's out of sight.
I got a Punky mention. Right when I was mentioning Tony Hearn, he cut me off and said, get on with it. I don't agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
So I asked my questions of Richard Dawkins, and he was very very generous and supplied those answers.
What's wrong with smarmy, though? I don't understand. Mr. Free Speech and all that. Penn is upset over smarmy attitudes. I don't like smarmy.
I don't even know what smarmy is. But thank you, Penn, for taking my call. Thank you, Richard Dawkins,
don't
for
thank that giant
answering
gorilla.
My questions. But now let's review his answers. The second question.
I don't remember him actually answering any of your questions.
What are you talking about? Say, he answered my
Tony
questions.
Hearn and what did that have to do with religion? What pisses me off about religion?
I just asked him what really pisses him off.
You confused him. You're with your intellect.
Possibly.
You knocked him back on his heels. He didn't know what to do. Say.
Well, one of the things is he's surprised that religion is still such a big part of the American culture. And he mentioned that in Britain and in Europe, it's not. And you mentioned something on the podcast a while ago that 72% of Europeans believe in evolution.
Yeah.
And in the United States, it's almost opposite. 75%
right.
believe in creationism.
Right.
And I started thinking about that. Well, why are they embracing this, and why has this happened in Britain and Europe and not in America? And I think I know why. Do you remember when John Lennon said, we're more popular? No.
Oh.
He said, we're more popular than Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And he wasn't saying it to brag about it. He was just saying how silly it is for a pop group to be more popular than Jesus Christ.
Right.
Although I think Lennon maybe was an atheist because he didn't buy into the whole religious thing. But that one idea, I think, because he's from the UK, that one idea spread through the UK and Europe. Over in the States, they started burning his records, boycotting whatever they
I remember that.
Yeah, it was almost like Nazi Germany
real,
there with the burning of the books and stuff.
I was real little. What year was that?
Oh, that was before we were born, man, I think.
No, was it?
I think it was in 64.
That's when I was born.
But, right.
That's what I'm saying. I was real little.
Yeah, real little. And then the other thing, when I asked him what really pisses him off, he said, when you talk to people of religion or
yeah.
about religion, they cannot exchange ideas.
No. Oh, not at all.
It's their way or the highway.
Totally.
And they can't have a discussion about it.
I find they're really angry, too. They get really agitated when you bring it up, you know?
Well, yeah. And that the first question I asked, how do you convey these concepts to illogical smacktards? And so he explained it. He tried to explain
it. Well, what you do is, there's no way around it. I think Penn Jillette said correctly once that as soon as somebody, you start arguing about religion with somebody and they say, well, it's based on faith. Forget it. You might as well just smash yourself in the face with a hammer.
Right.
Because there's nothing, you cannot penetrate that at all.
Let's have an argument about the tooth fairy. No. It's based on faith.
Yeah.
I have faith that Tooth Fairy comes and gives nickels. Puts nickels under my pillow when I lose my teeth.
You fucking rip off Tooth Fairy, man.
Well, no, I put like five bucks under there now, but when I was growing up, it was nickels.
Ixnay, man. You don't want it. We got to cut that out in post.
Okay, we'll
There's
cut that out in
that
post.
Listen to the show.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
That's out of sight. That's riveting.
Riveting.
I was riveted.
Riveted. Richard Dawkins, Penn, and Scott of Total Talk Nonsense. That is the meeting of the minds right there.
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't let me on the whole show.
You were smarmy.
I was smarmy.
That's what he said. Fucking smarmy attitude. I don't like it. We had to cut him off because he had a smarmy attitude. It's his show, though.
In the history of me listening to his show, he doesn't hang up on anybody.
And
that's the one thing that pisses me off.
I know.
I mean, these total morons call up, and he will stay with them to try to get some sort of a question out of them. And I'm like, okay, hang up on this person. Let's get to the next call.
And he's so polite, too.
He's so polite, but I got under his skin. Maybe, because he is a big fan of Richard Dawkins, And maybe he was a little jealous because I was engaging Richard Dawkins a little bit too
way,
intimately.
Way above his level
yes,
of for, intellect.
Right. For Penn to deal
I would,
with.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I would say that.
Maybe.
I think,
maybe, John.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So if you want to check out that episode, I can't remember what day it was, but on his website, I think you just look for Richard Dawkins. You can download that.
They do a great, there's one on YouTube, a great bullshit about the death penalty. The basic, okay, you know, something happens to one of our kids. We're not going to think logically. We'll want to kill that motherfucker, right?
Right.
But as a whole, he believes that, you know, as a society, we could probably think this through a lot better. And the death penalty is immoral. And you have to, at the basic question that a person has to ask themselves, are you willing to kill a human being? Is it okay for you to kill another human? Period. That's the first question you would have to ask yourself.
Right.
And justify that being okay. And that brought up, when I watched that, I started thinking about this whole stem cell thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're saying about they being this whole Republican faction or right wing. I don't want to say Republican because some of them are for this, you know, like what the hell's his name?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Anyway.
Democrats are for it, some of them.
Democrats and right. Republicans, you know, I think it's science. It's great. But everybody's all worried that it's cloning, that you're killing, an embryo, which is just going to get thrown out anyway. But you could probably save life. And they're all worried about killing this embryo. But nobody ever asks those people who are saying that are okay with the death penalty and okay with war, are you okay with killing human beings?
Right. And that question is right to the point. But I think the reason is, and the reason that they may have, and of course I'm just shooting the shit. I have no idea.
Yeah, you're playing devil's advocate.
What these people could possibly fathom. But if the death penalty, they deserved it. They were criminals. They deserved the death penalty.
Yeah.
In war, they're our enemy. They deserve it. The war on terror. They deserve to die. Where this embryo is innocent, John.
Right. But the basic question still, okay, they deserve to die. So you are okay with killing another human being. Regardless of conditions, you have to be okay with killing another human being, period.
Right, right. Well, now you're moving it up. You're taking the abstraction out of it, moving it up a level, and now you're going to come at me with, well, if you're okay with that, why aren't you okay with this?
Right.
Right.
Which is positive, and it saves life.
But you and I can have that conversation. The people who think this, I don't think can have this conversation.
Right, right, right.
It's over their head, as it were, John.
Hey, man, what do you want next? People sleeping with dogs?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, I think Phil has a news story about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
It's actually a dead dog. But we'll get to that
Ew.
In part three.
Ew.
How are we doing on time? Oh, and that, I don't know if you want to get into it, but Rush Windbag going after Michael J. Fox. And I'm sure everybody's already seen all this stuff.
Yeah. Well, that fat, fucking, retarded, womanizing, pimple on his ass, couldn't go to Vietnam, chicken hawk, drug addict fuck, makes
obvious.
Fun of Michael J. Fox, and then he actually, he's on camera, and he's, you know, flopping around, and go ahead, you had a thought there.
Well, no, it's obvious that the guy's hypocrite, and but now he's reached a new level of smarminess, John. I don't know why Penn doesn't hang up on Rush Limbaugh, but he hangs up on me.
Because he doesn't call in.
I didn't go after Michael J. Fox in a completely stupid, retarded way, like only Rush can. But yeah, I mean, of all the slimy, smarmy people you know, this guy's at the top of the list.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. And what got me was the media. Okay, the media is there to probe and ask, you know, probing questions. Like Katie Couric had Michael J. Fox on CBS, and they did this whole thing and asked him questions about it, and he was awesome. He said, "Hey, look, I don't care. The important thing is they're talking about stem cells right now in the news 14 days before an election, and that's all I care about."
And that's the point, the exchange of ideas.
Right.
It's back on the table. People are talking about it. They're debating it. And maybe they're debating it in more detail now than they were before because Rush is such a big, stupid ass.
But then Katie says, so I called Rush so that he could give his side of the story, which was basically that everybody was blowing this out of proportion and that he was just trying to make a point that the Democrats are using somebody who has an illness and as a victim.
Yeah, they're exploiting him.
They're exploiting him. And I have a right to say whatever I want about that. And that is not what people are pissed off about. You can say whatever you want. It's the fact that you said the guy, he is obviously faking it. That's what he said. He is obviously faking it, and that's the problem.
It's almost like he went out and got Parkinson's just so he can support this candidate. And who's really faking it? The guy who's caught with Viagra. Anybody else would end up in prison.
Right.
This guy gets through. It's not his Viagra, and who... We don't even want to ask the question what Rush Limbaugh would possibly do with
Viagra.
A hard-on.
What about the bags of OxyContin?
Right. He's got probably illegal immigrant helping him and then doing this OxyContin crap. Not a piece of shit.
And then the 100 and so times that he said that every drug addict should be locked up, sent up the river for life.
That's the same. It's there's some psychological term. I wish we had Stephen C. on the phone. He could answer this.
Yeah.
But it's like Foley. Foley is a he's going after sex crimes and all this stuff. In the meanwhile, he's doing the sex crimes.
Yeah.
It's some psychological thing.
Unbelievable.
You bitch and moan about the weaknesses that you yourself have.
Yeah.
It's the problem. All right, John, let's do we have any time to kind of get a little bit more chipper before we end part two?
No, I think we should just go right into part two, part three.
No, I got one celebrity story. We have
Jesus
to hear
Christ.
That. You know, I got like five of them, but I'm only picking the best
Dude,
one.
I want to go to bed.
Chuck Norris sets the facts straight, John. Chuck
Who
Norris.
Who cares?
I care. This
that
is Chuck
fucking
Norris.
Karate man.
Here's what Chuck says. Evolution is not real. It is not the way we got here.
Oh.
Actor and high-profile conservative Chuck Norris became an internet phenomenon last year after a website called Chuck Norris Facts attracted over 150 million hits. Some sample facts. Guns don't kill people. Chuck Norris kills people. Another. Chuck Norris wins Connect Four in three moves. Now the right-wing website WorldNetDaily has gotten Chuck Norris a regular weekly column. In his first column, he takes on alleged Chuck Norris fact. Alleged Chuck Norris fact. There is no theory of evolution, just a list of creatures Chuck Norris has allowed to live. And Chuck says, it's funny, it's cute, but here's what I really think about
that's
the theory of evolution.
That's some bullshit stuff. He didn't say
anything. It's not real. It is not the way we got here. In fact, the life you see on this planet is really just a list of creatures God has allowed to live. We are not creations of random chance. We are not accidents, John. And that is from Chuck Norris.
No way.
In Celebrity News.
He didn't say that.
He did. It was all over the news. All over the news.
All over the news.
That's right, John.
All right, folks. Well, we got to take it to part three.
All right, then.
We'll be back.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for...
Part three.
Just one last quick way.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.